Have you ever felt drained, undervalued, or even disrespected at work? Yeah, me too. But sometimes a bad job can morph into something much worse, a toxic workplace. But we all have bad days. But what makes a job truly toxic, especially for black women? This week, we're getting real about the challenges black women face in the workplace and how those experiences can impact their entire lives. You're listening to This Woman Can. I'm your host, Janice Sutherland, where I help mature professional black women take charge of their careers and lives to create a future on their terms. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to this week's edition of This Woman Can. As you know, I am your host, Janice Sutherland, career strategist for mature black women. Now, I have a guest that you would have seen before because I interviewed her early in the year. And I was really delighted to invite back Dr. Kimani Norrington-Sands because we had such a great response to the interview that I knew we had to dig deeper into the important work she does with Black women overcoming toxic workplaces. So before I get into it, let me reintroduce Dr. Kimani. She's a licensed clinical psychologist in California, and she's a Spelman College alumna, and who focuses on supporting individual and collective healing so that clients can have a fulfilled life. Dr. Kimani draws upon her own healing journey as well as professional work to provide a range of services and products, including the Manifesting Healing Job Coaching Program for Black women who are interested in developing a plan to leave toxic jobs, and Butterfly Landing, a book that focuses on the healing journey of a Black girl who has experienced sexual abuse, which is available on Amazon. So Dr. Kimani, welcome back to This Woman Can. So glad you could join us again today.
Thank you, Janice. I'm so happy to be here today.
Fantastic. Now, I touched on the topic we touched on it last time about toxic workplaces. Mm-hmm. And let's face it, we all have bad days at work, or mm-hmm. we can feel dissatisfied with our careers at some point. You know, it's probably a rite of passage. Mm-hmm. But what makes that particular role or where we are at that time, that where we are toxic as opposed to us experiencing dissatisfaction?
Yeah, I think the main determinant is when an environment, any environment, starts making you sick physically and or psychologically. So you start recognizing that you're having symptoms. And if you sit back and think about it, you can associate it with things that are happening at your job. Mm-hmm. And these things are persistently happening. So you might notice some very dysfunctional things happening within the workplace. But you may say to yourself, okay, well, I see what's happening. It's not affecting me. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm just going to just stay in my role. Stay in my lane. I'm not going to, you know, cause any problems. But because the environment, the whole system is toxic, it does eventually impact you. So when you think about a toxic environment, it is poison and it eventually gets into your system.
Right. And you touched on it a little bit there. So, but what are some of the issues that contribute to many Black women feeling like they're stuck in a toxic role or toxic job?
Yeah. So when we think about racism and sexism, first off, right? So racism and sexism is within all of our systems. And, you know, some Black women may start becoming very frustrated because they might have more than one toxic job. And with a lot of the women that I've interviewed on my YouTube channel, they've had repeated toxic job experiences. And so they may say, is there something wrong with me? Mm-hmm. Am I the problem? So the environment may be gaslighting them because of racism and sexism.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they start self-gaslighting themselves, which is toxic to start doing that.
Yeah.
But so we have the racism and sexism. There also might be the issue I think a lot of Black women experience, but haven't had the word for it in terms of pet to threat. So pet to threat, you know, I just want to just call out the researchers who came up with the term. So three Black women researchers, Dr. Juanita Johnson Bailey, Dr. Keisha Thomas, Dr. Rosemary Phelps. Pet to threat deals with when a Black woman is sought out in the workplace because of her outstanding abilities. Oh, we love Janice. She's so smart. She's phenomenal. She's changed this whole environment. We can't live without her, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then Janice or any other Black woman starts outshining other people. And then it shifts from she's the pet to how she's seen and treated as the threat, right? And I think a lot of us experience that. I've had the pet to threat researchers on my channel a few times, some of the researchers, And I've talked about my own experience of going to from pet to threat. So again, I think a lot of Black women have this experience, but we don't have the word for it. And
Yeah.
as we go into the workplace, we see these things, we experience these things, and we keep saying, okay, I got it. You know, they're not gonna run me out of here. I'm the strong Black woman,
Yes.
right? I have a lot of responsibilities. I can't just leave this job. And that's the other part that I think keeps so many of us in a toxic job is the fear of leaving. So the fear that we will not be able to find another job, the fear that we won't be able to pay our bills, and then the worst case scenario that we'll end up homeless. So all of those things together keep us in a toxic job without recognizing if we take a step back and we say, wait a minute, I was able to get this job. It wasn't easy for me to get this job because most of the times they don't hand out jobs to us like other people they do, right? So we have to be overqualified. So the fact that we got that job, we forget that. We think, I got this job. This is the only place I'm going to make money. I have responsibilities. I have kids. I have all these things. So I cannot leave. And all jobs are toxic. So I might as well just stay with this job because at least I know the players involved. I know this devil, blah, 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 right? Better stay with the devil you know, the devil you don't know. And there's this also, there's this perception, which is very interesting and disturbing, is I put too much into this.
Sunk
I've
cost fallacy,
dedicated my life to this, right? This is my, I've fought for this. I deserve this. I'm not going to let them win. And so I say to Black women, I hear you, but you have to think about self-preservation because if you're getting sick because of the job, then who's really winning or losing? The other thing is, if the whole system is toxic, you can't change the whole system. And when you think about who's winning or losing, or if this job is a good job, I want to quote Stephanie Perry, where she says, a job is not a good job if it's killing you. And are
So
you accessing the so-called good health benefits? But the job is what's making you sick, that you're accessing the health benefits. So, you know, I'm really talking to Black women, and I want them to see by my own example and all the Black women I have on my YouTube channel that it is scary to leave a toxic job, but you need to be honest with yourself about if you're being harmed, because it's not only you that's being harmed, it's your family, it's your friends. Other people are bearing witness to this. It harms them too. And to let Black women know that they really do have options, even though it feels like you don't, even though you're scared, all those things, it's okay. The fear is telling you some information. It doesn't mean stop, it means start planning, start getting your exit strategy together.
And I love that you touched on the fact that those negative experiences aren't restricted to the workplace. So, could you expand on how that the those different experiences that may impact different areas of a Black woman's life beyond work?
Okay. So we think about, you know, when we go to work, we're masking. A lot of us are masking in the workplace. So, you know, somebody asks you how you doing? Oh, I'm fine. How are you? Right? The tone, being very mindful of our tone because of tone policing, being mindful of not fulfilling the stereotype of the angry Black woman. So that's what we're experiencing in the workplace. So that exhaustion. So I also invite us to think about what are the additional costs and how much additional time are we spending thinking about or preparing for the job? Okay. So if you think about waking up in the morning, and I know for me, I started dreading waking up. So thinking about the time that it would take me emotionally to get myself together to get ready to go to the job, right? Then all the way on my way to the job, I'm trying to pep talk myself. Okay, so it's gonna be okay. It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be okay, right? Get to the job, get out the car. I say, okay, it's not that bad. Walk into the job. No, it is that bad, right? Then I'm masking all day. End of the day, I am mentally and physically exhausted, okay? But then on my way home from work, I'm mentally processing everything that happened in the job, all the things that I had to swallow, all the disrespect, all that stuff, playing things out, beating myself up, right? So then let's say I'm on my way home. Now I'm calling a friend to vent with a friend. So now my friend knows about all the players involved the job, right? But then when I get home, I'm talking about it with people in my family about the job. So now the toxicity is coming to my home, okay? Then that's problematic. Now my family is hearing about it and they're upset or they're sad because they're like, why are they doing this stuff to you? Or, what they feel helpless. They don't know what to do, right? So then it becomes like this all-consuming thing. So if you think about, okay, well, I go through all this and then the weekend I have a reprieve, right? But you're still lingering with some of the residue. And then by Sunday, oh my God, right? I call it the Sunday. Somebody told me about Sunday scaries. So Sunday rolls around, you're like, oh my God, right? And then by a certain time on Sunday, that dread, that overwhelming sense of dread, oh my God, I have to go back and do all of this again, right? So that it just shows you how a toxic job can not only harm you physically, psychologically, it could become all consuming and it can impact your family and your friends as well.
Thank you. I mean, that definitely explains and how, and what came to my mind then was that not just the fact about sometimes your family members thinking how they can help you, they're also thinking, well, she's got a good job. What did she do to deserve what, she must have done something to be treated like that, so there's the other side. It's not just the supportive. They're trying to be supportive, but because they don't understand not being in it, they assume it's got to be you.
They don't understand that, and sometimes they may recognize that the system is toxic. They may recognize the job is toxic, but because of their own lens and their own experiences, they start projecting their fears onto you, and they say, "Wait a minute, Janice, that's a good job. Like, why would you leave that job? That's a good job." Or, if you leave that job, you're going to end up homeless, right? So they're projecting all those fears. So just think about you are going through the trauma, the workplace trauma, and you're dealing with it. And then people who are supposed to be supporting you are telling you to stay in an environment that's harming you. And I think that's very, very difficult. So in that situation, it's important for us to be mindful of when anybody tells us to stay in a traumatic environment, that we limit the information we share with them in terms of boundaries, and we seek out people who pour into us, who understand us. That might be a therapist, it may not be somebody in your family or friends, but how do you seek some people who really can validate what you're going through, can reality check with what you're experiencing, and can help you come up with a plan to leave? Because you can't heal an environment that's constantly hurting you.
Fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. And I know we deal with Black women. That's what we do. So, and we do it for a reason, because we can see being Black women ourselves, we've experienced and we can understand some of the challenges that are faced. So, are there any cultural factors that make these experiences even more challenging for Black women?
Absolutely. So as Black women, we were raised that we fight, right? We've been taught that we have to work twice as hard to get half as much. We've been told that people are going to see us in certain kind of ways. We've been taught to get all the education, the credentials, all these things.
To
So
validate.
now, Black women, we are super educated, but the education is not going to shield us from racism and sexism and pets a threat and all those other things. And in fact, what I've experienced and what I've heard other Black women talk about is the higher you go up in terms of your education and credentials, the more threatening you become, right? So people become more intimidated by you and try to put you in your place. So the things that we've been taught as a way to counter it, it's not going to counter it. And in fact, it might make you more at risk.
Fabulous. Thank you for that. So have you seen, and I'm not going to second guess this. Let me just get this question out. So have you seen a rise in the number of Black women seeking help due to toxic workplaces in the recent years?
Oh, yes, absolutely, absolutely. And I think that when you look at what's been going on in the world, I think that, what was going on in 2020 on was really a wake-up call to a lot of us and thinking, is this the life that I want to live?
Absolutely.
No, it's not. It's not. And if this is not the life that I want to live, then what changes do I need to make? And I think that there's more of us now on YouTube and podcasts being very vocal about creating another life And that it is possible for us to see it, live a different life, because I think as Black women, we've been taught so many different things. Strong Black women, you get a job,
Yeah, good
you're the
job.
responsible one, you're
Yes,
this, you're all these other things. You have to juggle all these things and be good at it and look good while you're doing it too. So all those things, but now we're seeing Black women who say, no, I don't want to wear the superwoman cape. I'm retiring that, I'm burning it. That's not the life I want. It's harming me. I'm not healthy. I deserve joy. I want to have joy in my life. I want to have less stress. I don't want to be beat down by anything, right? So seeing these different examples are showing Black women what is possible. And that's why I will continue to talk about it on my YouTube channel as well.
I definitely concur with that, because I myself was I suppose one of those corporate escapees, you know. So I left the corporate world in my 50s, with no sound plan at the time. For me, it wasn't toxic environment. Well, I suppose it was toxic because I was experiencing burnout. I was just totally exhausted, you know. And I think I was also going through menopause, though I didn't even realize at the time because I was so focused on that. So you're definitely right. And then I got to a point where I'm thinking, this isn't, I'm not here. I don't do the me, myself, and I thing. We always go through thinking, I'm the only one experience this. I can't talk to anybody. It's me, myself, and I. Nobody else will understand, because we didn't talk about it. And as you said, now more of us are talking about it, sharing our experience, being quite vocal and saying, actually, you know, and like you said, past 2020, I, for one, definitely got more confident in saying, this is who I work with, Black women. You know, pretty that's it, because I understand. And I've seen the difference where the women will come to me and say, well, I can tell things, say things to you as my coach, because you won't dismiss that that could actually be a reality, because you know it exists, even if you haven't experienced it yourself.
Yes, validation.
Yeah, so that's a big difference. So yeah, so thanks for that. So, Dr. Kamani, what are some ways that you help Black women get unstuck and leave a toxic job?
So the thing that kind of launched me into this, so as I was going through a toxic job and I took a leave of absence, I started talking on YouTube about my experience because I knew as a psychologist that I need to get that toxicity out of my system. So how to get it out of my system is to talk about it. And I also knew that the job was trying to silence and humiliate me. So my response was, okay, I'm going to get louder. I'm going to start a YouTube channel, right? And I'm going to talk about it. And what I noticed was that more and more and more Black women around the world start reaching out to me and saying, oh my God, this is my experience too. Are you in my head? Oh my God. And then that motivated me to keep talking about it. And so that was the first thing. And then now, what I'm excited about is Marissa Price and I are launching a Job Liberation Virtual Summit for Black women, May 18th and 19th. So it's a 2-day summit to help Black women with the mindset, because sometimes we're our biggest barrier ourselves because of the fears or the lies that we say to ourselves. So we're going to process that. So Stephanie Perry with Job Detox, with her book, she's the first speaker. Okay. So we're going to talk about that. And we're also going to talk about issues of discrimination and severance and replacing your income, how to replace your income, a side hustle, creating your own business, what to do in terms of a financial plan, because finances is often the biggest issue keeping you at the job. So my thought is, let's approach it. Let's address what is causing you that level of feeling stuck at the job. So if we address that and come up with a plan, that will help you to prepare to get ready, right? So the Job Liberation Virtual Summit helps Black women prepare to exit a toxic job, but do well, right? So not just leave and be like, I don't know what's going to happen. No, come up with an actual plan, because we know Black women, we're planners, we're organizers. So to get our stuff together, depending on your own timeline. So it is not like you go to the summit and you need to resign the next day, right? It is how do you get prepared and how do you walk through all the fears so that you will be in a good position once you leave. Now, with the summit, and we know as Black women, we always have to watch our back because people are trying to get in our business or whatever. So with the summit, none of the participants will be seen on camera. Their names will not be listed. If they have a question or anything like that, they can change their name and a platform, because we really value our privacy, okay? So we don't want that to keep Black women from accessing the resource.
And as you know, I deal with the mature Black women, you know, the old, the vintage, us of
The wisdom filled.
the wisdom filled women. So
Yes.
is this suitable for any particular range, or, you know, is anybody welcome?
Yes, absolutely, right? So, and I just want to mention the early registration is going on now until April 20th. So to save some money, get early registration. But the summit is for Black women, no matter how old you are, no matter where you are in the job process. And if you're on the continuum of, I'm starting to think this job is not good for me, to I am hating this job and I'm dreading waking up, to I want to get out of here, you need to show me how. So even after you've left the job, so there's also things that you can still learn by being in the summit. So it's for the gamut of no matter where you are and what your age is or your experience in the job market.
Fabulous. And what would you say to any Black woman who may be on the fence about registering?
Yes. So nothing will change if you don't do something different, right? So if you have decided for yourself, this is just how my life is going to be, and I've accepted that no matter what the costs are to me, right? But then thinking, wait a minute, is there another way, right? And if, are people showing me, are other Black women who've gone through this experience and are doing well? Are they showing me how to get out, like the actual things I can do to get out and still pay my bills and do well and live a better life? I think I'll pick that option as opposed to just sticking at a job that is not going to get better. More than likely, it's going to get worse. And the longer you're there, the more you're going to be harmed. So I invite Black women to think about that compared to, yes, you really can. I want you to see Black women. All the speakers have gone through a toxic job. All the speakers are now doing well. I want you to be able to see them and hear the information they're sharing because they're telling you the how, the what to do to get out and do well.
Fantastic. And how can women find out more about the summit?
Yes. So you're an affiliate, which is awesome. So Janice is an affiliate. So you can click the link in the description section or information in the podcast, and you will find all the information about the summit. You'll be able to register. As I mentioned before, early registration is going on now to April 20th. And there's information coming out on my YouTube channel, Lifting As We Climb Consulting Wellness Services, Marissa Price's channel, because we're partnering together on this. So you'll see more information coming out about the speakers and what we're going to be addressing. But again, you check out the link and everything's right there as well.
Fantastic, fantastic. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a really informative and much needed 2-day summit. So yeah,
Yes.
you heard it here. There'll be a link in the show notes. You know, register before the 20th for preferential rates. But
Yes.
tickets are now open. Registration is now open, and it will be the best money you spent if you're in a toxic job. So, Dr.
Yes.
Kamani, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Janice. I appreciate being here and sharing information about options and liberation for Black women.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And that's the wrap for this episode. We hope you gained some valuable insights and really feel empowered to navigate toxic workplaces. Remember, as Black women, we deserve healthy work environments that value our talent and contributions. Don't forget to check out the resources mentioned this episode, including the Job Liberation Virtual Summit for Black Women. That's happening May 18th to 19th. It's going to be an amazing event focused on helping Black women find freedom and fulfillment in their careers. And you can find the link to register in the show notes. For more discussions and resources, make sure you follow me on social media. I am Janice Sutherland, and thanks for joining me, and I'll see you next time. Or remember, if I can, you can, this woman can. Take care until next time. Thanks for listening. If you got something from this week's episode, please let me know. Better yet, share it with your friends, colleagues, and anyone you know who can benefit from this message. Don't forget to subscribe or write a review and connect with me at my website, janicesutherland.com, where you can also subscribe to the This Woman Can newsletter or connect with me on LinkedIn. Remember, you have the wisdom, resilience, authenticity, and power to create a life on your terms. And if I can, you can, this woman can. Take care until next time.